Proclamation number 7298 of 4th of March, 1959. Serious reminder and indication of the end. The turn of the world is still preceded by much misery, for people still have to be severely touched beforehand because they go along in the frenzy of worldly pleasure and make no effort to prepare themselves for the near end, for their own end as well as for the end of the earth, which is immensely significant for every single human being. It is no longer a long time, but people do not believe it and work and create as if they still had eternally long times ahead of them where they or their descendants can reap the fruits of their labor. But no one will attain the blessing of what he tries to build with effort and sacrifice. Everything will take the course of the earthly, it will fall prey to destruction, in whatever way that may happen. Even the coming natural disaster can deprive you of all earthly possessions, insofar as you humans have your dwelling place in the area of this natural occurrence. But even those who will survive it unscathed will no longer have a long lifespan, and their possessions will also face ruin, for the end will follow not long after, and nothing will be spared from this end. And if you humans seriously think about it, then your effort and work should not be in proportion to the benefit of what you create for yourselves, because you yourselves don't know how long you will be beneficiaries. On the other hand, you know exactly that once the death of your body is certain, although you don't want to believe that actual life will only begin after that. But you should nevertheless reckon with it and prepare yourselves, and you will truly do well and gain far more than earthly possessions can mean to you. The time ahead of you cannot be called a time of rest. Every single one of you will be affected by all kinds of strokes of fate so that you will not sink into rest, which for you is equal to the rest of death. For you should be and remain vigilant and again be reminded of the upheaval you have to expect. You should not attach your heart to earthly matter. Again and again you should think of death, and therefore you will also experience much around you with your fellow human beings if it does not concern you yourselves, which should and will make you think if you are of serious and good will to cover the path across earth in God's will and to fulfill your purpose of earthly life. Then you will be addressed by him again and again, for he wants to help you to still reach the right goal before the end comes. He wants to assist you in the battle against the world and in the work you should do on your soul during the short time you still have left until the end. And the coming time cannot be a time of rest for people, but they have to be stirred up again and again and kept in restlessness and worry so that they will not slacken but again and again think of their own death, which can quickly befall anyone. What happens is not by chance. It is all based on God's will, who in turn intervenes according to the will of the human being where it is necessary. And he will still often intervene in a painful way, for the human being's soul shall not be lost but still arise to life as long as it still lives on earth. But every human being's hour of death can already be the next day. The human being himself does not know it, but he should reckon with it and do everything to be so prepared that he gladly and joyfully gives up earthly life in order to exchange it for a joyful and free existence in the spiritual kingdom. The time is serious and no one should take it lightly. Everyone should work on himself and his soul and put earthly worries aside, for everything will work itself out for the person of goodwill as soon as he puts the spiritual goal before his earthly endeavors. But he will never be blessed who only desires the world and creates without ceasing for this world. He will lose everything and also himself, for his soul will return into the darkness from which it should rise. Amen.